Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org with more digging into the Baltimore Bridge collapse. There are some things that I just can't let go. I've got several questions and I know you do as well. And I wanted to do something of a generalized roundup of all of the things that are concerning to me about this incident. Notice that no one in the media is calling it an accident. And my savvy, sophisticated, healthy Americans are telling me that that's because that would then have some implications for the insurance companies. And until the investigation is complete, and of course, we know that investigation is going to be honest and on the up and up and absolutely free from corruption, I'm sure, then they'll find out where to assign the blame. There are so many questions that are coming up. So I wanted this to be a rather comprehensive list of all of the things that you're questioning and that I'm questioning. And let me also say to those naysayers out there, welcome on board. You are welcome to learn from those of us that actually are digging deeper. It's called critical thinking. Or you know what? The other thing is just accept what you're being told. You know, it's far easier, isn't it? Well, easy being relevant, to just accept what the government tells you, what the media tells you. Then you don't have to do any of the trouble of thinking on your own. They can tell you, I don't know, what to inject in your body, that you have to send your kids to the prison public schools, oh, a whole host of things that they just tell you. And it takes the decision-making out of your hands. And especially for those who sadly have been drugged by their doctors, by the child school psychologists when it comes to children. And there are so many people that sadly have had their intellectual faculties damaged because of all of these prescription drugs that they're on. So I do have a heart of compassion for those that didn't know how to stand up for themselves and didn't want to dig deeper for the truth. But if you're like me and you have a curious mind and you want to learn more and you don't want to accept what the headlines are telling you, then hop on board and we are going to do some more deep digging. Before we do that, let me bring you a message from the sponsor of today's show. This is something that I have been using for a long time. And whoops, let me bring you right on over. We're going to look at this in just a moment. But we are hopping on over to Virtual Shield. And I would love for you to go to virtualshield.com/Peggy, this is what I use on my computer because wouldn't you know, I need to keep my identity rather private. So can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? I can. That's what happened to over 60,000 individuals who had their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, dates of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. So that is exactly why I protect myself with today's sponsor. And again, this is Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. I've been using them for years, and I'm so happy to have them back on the program. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It takes basically two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices. And that includes providing for anonymous browsing, a strict no log policy, military grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, and you can use it on unlimited devices. And there is built-in ad blocking. So thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up. You can go to virtualshield.com/Peggy Hall. You are going to get a 60-day risk-free trial, and you get up to 67% off when you use my link. I will have that for you in the description box below. All right, friends, we are talking about all of the strange things that just don't add up. I summarized a lot of these for you in my Substack, and that is over here. It's free. It's peggyhall.substack.com. So yesterday's video, I did all about the Baltimore Bridge Bronner Construction Company. Now, they're not necessarily the ones who built the bridge, but they told us that they had employees on that bridge that were fixing potholes. And so you can read all about that here. And they also left a message saying that they, here's a sample of that. And I just want to let you know that it said that you should go to the GoFundMe site to sponsor these families. They had no names of the individuals. And by the way, this is something that one of my Healthy Americans pointed out. How can Bronner Construction Company be employing illegal workers? It's illegal. It's illegal to hire these workers that are in the country illegally and don't have their legal paperwork. Why am I drawing that conclusion? I'm drawing that conclusion because, as you'll hear in my upcoming video from a couple of the witnesses and friends of the victims, they very clearly state that they're sending money back to their home country. And if they were not afraid of being tracked down by our, you know, absolutely watertight immigration, because you know no one ever can get into this country illegally or stay here and work illegally, then why would they be afraid of having their names be made public? So that's how I drew the conclusion based on that evidence. So isn't it strange? I'm going to give you the roundup of the things that are troubling me, that the Bronner Construction Company, number one, had these individuals filling potholes at 1 a.m. in the morning. Maybe that's what they do. I don't know. I would love to see the work order for that. Anyone that wants to dig into the city of Baltimore's POs, right? Their purchase orders or any of their, whatever the name would be called, in order to have this work order, I guess it would be, to have these repairs done on the bridge. I would like to see evidence of that as well. I would like to see evidence that these individuals were actually on the bridge. There are no images of any trucks plunging into the water. There are no images of these individuals, for example, other than what were shown in the media, but no images of them working there. There are no names that are listed on the Bronner website. Why is that? Wouldn't they want to celebrate these heroes, as they're calling them, because they undertook this dangerous work, which, by the way, they took willingly and were paid for? So I find it very strange. Their names are not listed in the GoFundMe, but they want you to donate money to the tune of $300,000. One of my Healthy Americans said, I'm surprised it's not $330,000. $330,000, right? The 33 is another one of their numbers that they like to use, one of their calling cards. So that is very strange to me. And I also showed you that there were conflicting reports that there were 8 workers. Well, no, there were actually 7. Well, there were 6, but 4 perished, but 2 survived. Well, actually another one survived. All of that conflicting information is done on purpose to confuse you and keep your mind occupied trying to do the mathematics, basically, as a distraction so that you're not digging deeper into the facts. I always recommend that you watch these videos with the sound off. You can speed them up, you can slow them down. That will help you snap out of the hypnotic trance that the media is trying to put you in. You can also just listen to the audio and not look at the video, because I guarantee you that the audio and the video are produced together to elicit a type of emotional response. In my upcoming video, I'm going to play for you a very strange news report from a reporter that one of my Healthy Americans thought was either, a little tipsy, maybe was exhibiting some after effects of the cocktail, but maybe that's just how they report the news in Baltimore. I'm not from Baltimore, so I don't know. But wait until I show you the friend who also has that duper's delight. If you're not sure what a duper's delight is, I know somebody in the comment section will alert you to that. So let me bring you a couple other of these, several other of these things that just don't add up. So the media has been so slow to disclose these identities. And my question is, let's say that these individuals were on that bridge exactly as we were told, that they were filling potholes, that they weren't involved in any other nefarious activity, such as, being there in case some fireworks were going off. There were no eyewitnesses. We have no images of those individuals on the bridge, but let's just go along with their story and say that they were there. Shouldn't Bronner be responsible for any kind of financial aftermath of this accident or incident? Why are they putting out that individuals should submit to that or contribute to the GoFundMe? I'll tell you why. Because then it furthers the story, it furthers the narrative. Now you are involved in the victim's family's recovery, and you have done something good to put your compassionate heart at ease. It ties you into the story, makes you a participant. So then you are less willing to look at the facts. You are less willing to reject these flimsy stories. That's one of the reasons why they do it. All right. Shouldn't the ship that we're told rammed into that support structure, shouldn't they be responsible for whoever but perish in this accident? Wouldn't all that go to them? And I understand that these things will be fought in court in the insurance companies. So as I told you before, we can consider that everything we're told is exactly true. Don't question it. Just accept it. Move on to the next event. That's a little far-fetched. That's a little difficult for me to accept. The opposite end is that none of it happened. It was all CGI, including the destruction. And that would be a little far-fetched as well, because there are people, healthy Americans, that told me that, yes, indeed, that bridge is gone. Now, we don't know exactly what happened or how it happened. It is possible that none of those workers were on the bridge at all. It's very possible. I would like to know why, along those lines, we never heard the Mayday call from the ship. There are several reports of the emergency responders going back and forth saying, we need to close the bridge, you know, get on with the highway patrol, but we never hear the Mayday call from the captain, from the ship. Don't be swayed. I almost was. When I heard Jeff Ostroff, his video, and I don't know if he misspoke or maybe I misunderstood, but he said, let's listen to the Mayday call. I think that's what he said. Other news outlets did also position it that way. It's not the Mayday call. It is the emergency responders. But the more they repeat that there was a Mayday call that was released and you hear the emergency responders, the more you're going to believe it. So no, we have never heard the Mayday call. We have never heard the names of the crew members on that ship. We have never heard the name of the pilot or the master piloting that vessel, the Dali. Yes, we talked about Salvador Dali and the broken bridge. I've covered this already. I've done several videos for you, and they're all there in my Baltimore Bridge playlist. More importantly to me, we have never gotten the names of the harbor pilots in the port of Baltimore who are required by law to be on board that vessel as it either enters or exits the port. In this case, it was exiting the port. Now, I find it also strange that it was exiting at 1:30 a.m. Maybe that's normal. I am not involved in shipping or ports or anything like that. But to a layperson, I found that strange. But more strange is the fact that the names of the harbor pilots were never released. Why? How is it that we knew the captain of the Exxon Valdez before, you know, basically 24 hours was up? How is it that we know the names of all of these accused, bang bang perpetrators on these mass events, and we know their medical history? We have pictures of their family. We know how much money they make. We know exactly how many firearms they have and how much ammunition and where they bought it. We have all of that from someone who's accused and didn't even have a trial, yet we're not even getting the names of these harbor pilots. Were they even on board? Was anyone on board? I would like to know. I've never seen an individual on board. I've never seen a person waving a hand or anything. A lot of the images that were shown look strange as well from a distance. It almost looks like they're photoshopped. I would imagine that there would be far more destruction to that vessel than what we're shown. So there are so many questions that I have here. I hope that there was no loss of life. Maybe that's actually what happened, because how is it that they were able to clear that bridge so quickly of any traffic? I found that astounding as I was listening to the emergency responders saying that they're getting the traffic breaks. How are they able to do that so quickly? Are there usually law enforcement officers right there at the entrance and exit of the bridge as you go on and off? Maybe there are. How are they able to close that traffic break so quickly? But they were not able to get the workers off the bridge. The workers didn't have any two-way radios. They didn't have any walkie-talkies. There was no one to alert them when the bridge was being closed. It doesn't even add up. It defies logic. And that's where the emotional grip is going to stop people from thinking clearly. And that's why I'm not letting this story go. I don't claim to have the answers. I have a lot of questions. And in my opinion, it's more important to have questions that I don't have the answers to than to have answers that can't be questioned. I didn't come up with that, but I really like that. So there's another subsect that I did. And this also was showing you the strange CIA connection. And I just want to revisit the image for a moment, because some of you pointed this out to me and I want to share it as well. I'm grateful for all of you that email me support@thehealthyamerican.org. And of course, you can also send me your snail mail at Peggy Hall, 205 Avenida Del Mar, number 681, San Clemente, California, 92674. I pointed out in my video yesterday that the CIA has a connection to this bridge because they were sharing the crane that is used now to clear out the debris was used by the CIA. It was called Chessy. Isn't that interesting? After the Chesapeake Bay. And what I found so compelling about the story is that they admitted that they were creating a cover story back in the 1970s while they said they were trying to recover a sunken Russian vessel. Yet they were telling us that it was just a ship that belonged to Howard Hughes. The point being, the CIA admitted to creating a cover story. It's been done before. Why can't it be done now? And I was pointing out on the CIA website, there is an eagle. It's facing to my left. And you look at this image here from the first victim that we were told about. He's the one that has gotten the most press. His name was the first release that I came across again and again. And if you look carefully, you'll see an eagle looking to the left. Many have pointed out that this image is transposed because there is the Nike logo. I notice everything, the logos, the colors, the red, white, and blue. And yes, that normally would be the other way. More of you pointed out that Nike has been associated with the rings of Saturn. And this is not something I've done deep digging on yet, but many of you are more savvy in this area than I am. And apparently Saturn is the maleficent planet. Those born under Saturn are malicious and cruel. All his works are grievous to men's health. Now, this is about the planet Saturn, if you believe in that kind of thing. Again, I have not done a deep dive there, but since you all were pointing it out in the comments, I wanted to make that point that out as well. So again, here is the image. Out of all of the images they could show of this fellow, why are they showing one of him next to this statue, which you also filled in the blank for me and told me that this was at Niagara Falls and it was of an Indian chief. So isn't that nice that this fellow gets to travel to Niagara Falls? Who gave this image? There is no Usually when you have a picture, there is a photo credit. There is no photo credit. Who gave this image? Is this even him there? Was this a doctored photo? Was he placed at this scene with this left-looking eagle, to my view, looking left, as some kind of wink, wink, nod, nod calling card that this is a CIA op? I'm asking questions. Of course, I'm going to be asking questions, and I'm never going to stop. Let me give you a few more here on my laundry list. And it's so strange. One other thing I pointed out to you that I want to revisit, that we don't have any of the names of the individuals on the ship. We don't have the names of the pilots. I'm going to keep repeating that. We don't have the names of the harbor pilots, yet we have the names of these bystanders, Eileen Liddy, Lisa Davies, and Bill Andrews, who, by the way, you can see that she's wearing the Ravens gear. And it says, Bill Andrews recalls watching the Francis Scott Key Bridge get built in the 1970s, tugging on your heartstrings. Where did they find these people? It looks like a staged photo. They're crystal clear, yet the images that we saw of the lineup of the victims on the bridge were muddy and out of focus. This doesn't add up. So very strange. And let me read to you a couple more of my items here from my list of things that just don't add up. All right. I just can't get over the fact that there are no videos from anyone else passing over that bridge. All we are seeing, at least all I'm seeing, are the official videos that were taken from some live stream that apparently there are a lot of cameras at these bridges. People watch the ships go in and out. We've never seen any bodies recovered. We never saw, at least I never saw, that red truck. Again, the names of the workers, we didn't get all of them. We were told there were 8, then there were 7, then there were 6. And people also are asking, why would they do this? Well, I'm going to pose that question to you. Why would they do this? Terror, control, rebuilding the bridge with more control, more cameras, more surveillance. The governor of Baltimore was slashing the budget for bridges. He needed, get this, $60 million for transportation, including bridges. And guess how much Build Back Brandon wants to give? Yeah, that's his new nickname now, Build Back Brandon. Build Back Brandon, the bridge will probably be named after him. Let's see, he wants to give Maryland, oh, you guessed it, $60 million. What a quinky dink. It's a distraction, of course, from other things. There are so many reasons why they want to do this. There probably are going to be insurance increases. Think about the construction companies that are going to get the contracts for this new bridge. Oh, maybe it will be Bronner Construction. Eagle eyes will keep our eyes out. Oh yes, eagle eyes. We will make sure that we see who are getting these contracts. And maybe, just maybe, Nancy Pelosi's husband, who is involved in all sorts of construction and transportation investments, maybe he'll get some as well. Because don't you know, Nancy Pelosi is like the daughter of Baltimore. She was born there. She was raised there. She was married there. And her father was a former corrupt mayor of Baltimore. He was so corrupt that the Democratic political machine would not even allow him to run for governor because they said his dealings with organized crime, I think they call it the mafia, his dealings with organized crime were so strong and there was so much corruption and scandal that they said he would, even in Maryland, he would never be able to take office. And then Nancy Pelosi's brother, named after my least favorite, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was named Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and his nickname was Rosie or Roosie. And isn't it sad that he was running around with some scofflaws? And there were young girls, I think around the ages of 11 and 12, that were kidnapped and held into they were kidnapped for over a week, and there were allegations of rape and assault. And all of his buddies were found guilty, but Rosie wasn't. Isn't that nice that he was an upstanding young fellow? I know. So anyhow, just to paint the picture of the corruption there in Baltimore and Maryland in general. So I'm sure that the construction companies, oh, they're probably not going to be vying for some of these $60 million to build back the bridge, which used to be called the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And now it's probably going to be called Build Back Better Biden Bridge. That's the nickname for it. So they want to usher in their 15-minute smart cities, their resilience and green. I mean, they probably came up with those own adjectives on their own. All right, you got to remove the past. No patriots can be mentioned here. And we need to move into the great new world disorder. That's why they're doing it, my friends. Controlling, disrupting commerce. Oh, I could go on and on and on. Oh, I don't want to forget the sympathy toward the, how do I put it, new Americans. Yes, the visitors, the immigrants, the hardworking immigrants taking these dangerous jobs that Americans don't want. Just saying. Oh, my question is, when is the movie coming out? I think they already have the t-shirts, but I didn't see any posters. Usually there are posters, you know, put up in the public square of the missing loved ones. I didn't see that. I did see that there already was some kind of memorial going on there. It looked like scarecrows. Did you see that image? I'll have to dig it up for you. It's quite strange to say the. Oh, here we go. I found it for you, friends. And again, here we go. So this is the memorial that honors workers killed in the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse. So it looks like little scarecrows. There's the hard hat, and there's their, you know, reflective uniform. What I find interesting is there's no American flag. Is that just me? But there's the flag of Mexico, and I'll need to look this up if that's Guatemala or Honduras, El Salvador. Yeah, I'll need to look up these flags here. Yes, I just did a quick search, and indeed, this is the flag of, let's see, we've got Honduras and El Salvador here. So there it is, El Salvador, and the other one is Honduras. So El Salvador and Honduras and Mexico, but no American flags. So I found that very interesting. That comes from the Associated Press. All right. I've got just a couple other things here on my list of things to mention. I don't know, were there bribes to these workers so that they could go back to their country with their pockets full of money or money that's forthcoming from the GoFundMe? Maybe they were promised that they would get citizenship instead. Are they returning to their own countries? Somebody else pointed out, my lovely healthy Americans, they closed the bridge, so there were fewer fatalities, meaning fewer investigations. Because imagine if there had been actual victims on that bridge. Think of all of the insurance company investigations that might have, I don't know, uncovered or revealed other facts, other information that perhaps, I don't know, the CIA doesn't want us to know. Okay. I think that's it, friends, right now. Oh, I forgot to mention, it's not the vessel's fault. It's not the crew member's fault. It's not the master of the ship. And it's certainly not the harbor pilot's fault. It is the bridge's fault. What I meant to say is it's actually Trump's fault. I'm surprised they didn't mention it, but I'm mentioning it right now. We need to chalk it up to climate change. What say you? Stay tuned. I've got another video for you coming right up.